We're starting off the last few days of 2025 in the red. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures, 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans are running anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower. We'll look at those numbers coming up very soon. Well, on Friday, corn, soybeans, and wheat futures all closed lower while the basis remained steady. The week begins with traders looking to carry over last week's complete upside in futures after soybeans rallied 13 cents and corn 6 cents, but wheat finished the week up 18 cents as well. Trade volume, while seen as larger than last week, may still be muted with the markets closed Thursday for New Year's. Monday reports include grain export inspections at 10 a.m. Traders will also watch for flash export sales announcements this morning following USDA's closure from Wednesday through Friday of last week. The EIA's weekly petroleum status report is being released today, delayed from last Wednesday due to the Christmas holiday. CFTC will release its commitment of traders report as of December 23rd, its final catch-up report. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures went into the weekend on a positive note as traders felt confident the weekend was not going to show any surprises in the markets. Hog futures were mixed with contracts through August showing minor losses and later contracts slightly higher. Opening cattle calls for them to be steady to lower in the deferred contracts. Hogs look to be higher across the board. We'll look at the numbers coming up next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's. When it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, March corn is trading 3 cents lower at 447 even. December new crop 2 1/4 lower at 466 and a quarter. January beans down 6 1/2 at 1052 and a quarter. November new crop down 4 3/4 at 1077 and a half. Soybean meal down $2 at 301.70. Soy oil down 11 cents at 48.61. Chicago wheat down 3 at 516. Kansas winter wheat down a nickel at 528 and a half. Kansas spring wheat down 2 1/4, 565 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat unchanged at 579 and a quarter. Oats up 1 1/4 at 309 and a quarter. On the Merck, live cattle were $1.10 higher. Feeders were $1.45 higher. Lean hogs closed 52 cents lower. That's Market Matters.